Proverbs 10. A wise child makes his father rejoice, but a foolish child is a grief to his mother. Treasures gained by wickedness do not profit, but righteousness delivers from mortal danger. The Lord satisfies the appetite of the righteous, but he thwarts the craving of the wicked. The one who is lazy becomes poor, but the one who works diligently becomes wealthy. The one who gathers crops in the summer is a wise son, but the one who sleeps during the harvest is a son who brings shame to himself. Blessings are on the head of the righteous, but the speech of the wicked conceals violence. The memory of the righteous is a blessing, but the reputation of the wicked will rot. The wise person accepts instructions, but the one who speaks foolishness will come to ruin. The one who conducts himself in integrity will live securely, but the one who behaves perversely will be found out. The one who winks his eye causes trouble, and the one who speaks foolishness will come to ruin. The teaching of the righteous is a fountain of life, but the speech of the wicked conceals violence. Hatred stirs up dissension, but love covers all transgression. Wisdom is found in the speech of the discerning person, but the one who lacks wisdom will be disciplined. Those who are wise store up knowledge, but foolish speech leads to imminent destruction. The wealth of a rich person is like a strong city, but the poor are brought to ruin by their poverty. The reward which the righteous receive is life. The recompense which the wicked receive is judgment. The one who heeds instruction is on the way to life, but the one who rejects rebuke goes astray. The one who conceals hatred utters lies, and the one who spreads slander is certainly a fool. When words abound, transgression is inevitable, but the one who restrains his words is wise. What the righteous say is like the best silver, but what the wicked think is of little value. The teaching of the righteous feeds many, but fools die for lack of wisdom. The blessing from the Lord makes a person rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. Carrying out a wicked scheme is enjoyable to a fool, and so is wisdom for the one who has discernment. What the wicked fears will come on him. What the righteous desire will be granted. When the storm passes through, the wicked are swept away, but the righteous are an everlasting foundation. Like vinegar to the teeth and like smoke to the eyes, so is the sluggard to those who send him. Fearing the Lord prolongs life, but the lifespan of the wicked will be shortened. The hope of the righteous is joy, but the expectation of the wicked will remain unfulfilled. The way of the Lord is like a stronghold for the upright, but it is destruction to evildoers. The righteous will never be moved, but the wicked will not inhabit the land. The speech of the righteous bears the fruit of wisdom, but the one who speaks perversion will be destroyed. The lips of the righteous know what is pleasing, but the speech of the wicked is perverse.